HJR3's second sentence, which bans civil unions, was removed by the House after concerns it would prohibit domestic partnership benefits. Proponents of the measure called for the language to be reinserted by the Senate. But Thursday, when Lieutenant Governor Sue Elsperman, who presides over the Senate, opened the floor up for proposed changes to HJR3, she was met with silence.
Chair hears none. The bill is ordered to engrossment.
Senate President Pro Tem David Long says his caucus made the decision not to offer any changes. Long says he was personally opposed to the second sentence. He believes the first sentence, which defines marriage as between one man and one woman, is sufficient.
I'm convinced that it really doesn't make any difference in the end. The United States Supreme Court is going to make the decision on whether or not it's either a state-by-state determination or whether the 14th Amendment will rule and that they say that all marriage is the same.
Long says the Senate will vote on HJR3's final passage Monday. If the Senate passes it, it will move forward for consideration by the General Assembly in either 2015 or 2016 and will not be sent to the voters this year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.